Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Jameer.
Jameer, yes.
My name is Renelia Hughes. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Are you in California?
Ma'am?
Are you in California?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling is because I got a call from my credit card company.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something going on with my account that shouldn't be happening. What kind of company are you? What's the name of this company
that you represent? I can't give out the name, but I can tell you that we service online sale campaigns. So maybe you done like a online survey or ad to win a free gift, and now your card is being charged, and we just do the customer service account. We service the accounts for those.
The survey, through a survey.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're saying?
A survey
that says if you complete this survey, then you will get a free gift.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what they do is they charge you for the gift. And then they keep charging you for the gift. That's what you're saying.
Well, it'd be in the terms and conditions. You know, that long paragraphs, it being there that it says.
No, I don't remember that. See, I can't even refer back to this because I don't even know what it is. So while I'm calling, my credit card company asked me to call you guys and tell you to please put a stop on this and refund me what you've taken already.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because I don't even know what this is. I mean, y'all charging me for something I'm not even receiving. This is crazy.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that.
This is the second or third time. 30331.
And what was your first and last name again, ma'am?
Well, I mean, why do you need this information? I mean, because you can't tell me who you are. Why you need this information? Are you going to be able to help me?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to pull up your account.
Oh, I have an account. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, let me see. What is the account?
No, I just need your first and last name so I can know which one to pick.
Last name is Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. And the first name is Ronelia, R-O-N-E-L-I-A.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did find that account. And may you verify the address on this account for me?
Okay, 115 Hamden Forest Trail.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So it looked like back on October 23rd, you ordered a dash cam from some online site.
They sent me a dash cam as a free gift for just completing a survey.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So whatever. Whoever you done that survey with, in their terms and conditions, it said if you didn't cancel within the next 48 hours, that they were going to bill you for that product. And yes, man, that's what happened.
It's a scam. Okay. It's a scam. And I can't believe it. Must have been, I got to go back and pull out my paperwork on it because that was a reputable company that I did a survey with. And if they are about that, then that means I need to drop all of my business with them. Okay. I think it was Lowe's Department Store or either Home Depot, one of them.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yeah, we get a lot of calls in about a Home Depot survey going around
and
something like that.
That is absolutely a shame. Now, how do I get this stopped?
I can get this account canceled for you. Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Please. All right.
Let me get everything documented and I'll be right back with that cancellation number. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
And so, ma'am, I did remember you saying you wanted a refund on that.
Yeah.
Correct. And so, since my they did state it in their terms and conditions, I can offer you a 35% refund.
35%. Yes, the credit card, I mean, the credit union asked me to tell you guys to please refund me the money that they've stolen out of my account, basically. And I think it's, what, about $150 that they got so far? Was it two or three times that they did this?
Let me see, man. It was one.
It started in October.
It was four, yes, ma'am.
October, November, December.
Okay, so what I'll do for you, if I add my employee discount to that, I can get you 50% of that money back on all of those charges.
50% discount?
Yes, ma'am.
So for those charges?
Yes, ma'am, I can get you all that back.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute. So the credit union must already know this, because that's why they told me to ask you this. Okay. 50% discount return. What? Okay, keep talking to me now. You said you could get, and that would be, what was the total that they've already gotten already? Basically, I done paid for four of the people dash cams and didn't even know it.
It was $49.97 for each one of those charges.
Which, how many was it you said? Four?
Four. Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. I'll let you know. Give me one second. One second. Bear with me, man.
Mm-hmm.
$97.
I'm about to change my credit card number and everything all because it's stupid.
So it was $199.88.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. And so you said 50% of that?
Yes, ma'am.
And that would be what?
Give me one second.
$100.44.
I'm finna check right now, ma'am, to make sure. Almost. Thank you. It'll be $99.80.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And you should see that. Ma'am?
Okay, go ahead.
You should see that in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, next week then.
Yes, ma'am.
An account next week. Okay. So you put a stop on it already?
Yes, ma'am. It's already canceled.
Okay.
And are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. It is C, as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
258-832-146.
Okay. All right.
C-258-832-146.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Man. How do you stand? How do you stand doing this all the time?
Ma'am?
How do you stand taking calls like this all day? I mean, you get used to it?
I would say I got a very, from growing up, I can say I've been very disciplined. And so I got a very high resilience tolerance.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So why is it, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Why is it that they, how are you able to give a 50% discount? Is this what they told you to do?
Yes, ma'am, because I put my employee ID number in there.
Mm-hmm.
and they was able to give you that discount, because without it, you would it was only able to do 35%
employee discount. Okay. All right. And so, because I'm pretty good about reading fine print, and I don't remember saying nothing about no fine print. When I remember this survey, I remember when I took it, I'm going to go back and look. Could you, is there any way I can get a copy of this, what you're talking about?
Of what exactly, ma'am?
This fine print, this agreement that you're talking about.
It will be on the bottom of the survey. I don't actually have the survey or know which one you took, but it should be on the bottom of the survey.
Okay, on bottom of survey. All right.
Like wherever you know, seen the continue button, it should have been under the continue button.
Yeah, okay.
Like a long paragraph.
Okay. You know, we have people that keep us alert for scams, and I guess I missed this one. Well, okay, it's a lesson learned. All right. Well, what was, did you say your name was again?
My name was Jameer.
Jameer. Is that
Jameer,
with a
yes,
G?
Man. A J.
G E. Oh, J-E-M.
J-A-M. J-A-M. E-I-R-E.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. E-I-R-E. I know a Janeer. I've never heard of a Jameer.
Oh.
Jameer. I
yes,
have a Janeer. She's a female. Well, you a Jameer. Male.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I like that.
Appreciate
all right,
it,
then,
ma'am.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward for this to hit my account next week.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Oh, you too. All right, then.
Bye-bye.
I hear mercy in your voice.
Ma'am?
I hear mercy coming through your voice.
You said mercy?
Yeah, mercy.
What that mean?
That means kindness, mercy.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, right. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.